100.7 WHUD, Ellie Goulding. It's 8:45. I'm Casey. Mike's off this week, back on Saturday. He's going to be sorry he missed this. We have a very special guest in the studio. Welcome, artist Elizabeth Chan. Hello.
Thank you for having me. Sorry, Mike.
You'll see him next time. Actually, Mike was in the audience with many of our listeners when you opened for Jim Brickman for our holiday show at Winery at St. George.
That was so much fun.
You have a thing with Christmas.
I do.
Share.
Ever since I was a little girl, I really wanted to write a famous Christmas song. And, you know, when I finally had the guts to do it, I just kind of dedicated my entire life to figuring out how to leave behind one of those great Christmas standards. So, yeah, I have a thing for Christmas. Absolutely.
How many Christmas records do you have out?
Whoa, records out.
Albums.
Well, on September 30th, I will be releasing my fifth album called Five Golden Rings.
Yay.
So I have five albums out, but I have about over 1,000 Christmas songs written.
You've written over
yes.
1,000 Christmas songs.
When I go all in, I go all in.
And you said first you had to find the courage to do this.
Yeah.
Obviously, you found it.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, like, I had another career. I was working at in magazines, and, you know, you only get so far in your life, and then you kind of look around, and you think, is this really what I'm meant to do?
Right.
And in my heart, I knew it wasn't. So I literally quit my job. I resigned. My boss wouldn't even let me at that moment. And she was like, you're going to destroy your life. And I'm like, no, I'm actually going to live it and figure out what I'm meant to do. And here I am speaking with you.
Wonderful. And it's wonderful that you had the ability to do that. You know, I feel people driving into work right now saying, wish I could. And I think of the Gene Wilder quote that I saw just yesterday on Facebook. He said, just do what you love.
Yeah.
Just do what you love.
It's so true.
So you love Christmas songs. You've written over 1,000 of them.
I do. And it's crazy that, you know, I'm known as the queen of holiday music now because of it. And, you know, truthfully, my philosophy on Christmas comes from just my love of family, my love of home, my love of memories. And, you know, I really respect those things so much more because of what I've experienced in my life.
Right. And we're going to talk about that because now for the first time you are releasing and allowing us to debut a new single called Concrete Tears.
Yes.
And this is very far from your Christmas music. And this is a really personal story. Share.
It's very far from Christmas music, but it's very close to my heart and my motivation as to why I always write Christmas music. People always ask me, how are you so inspired to write this? And the truth of the matter is you know, I grew up in Lower Manhattan. I grew up a block away from the World Trade Center. And for a moment, I had lost my family. I had lost my home. I've lost my friends. I've lost every landmark I grew up with. And that kind of tragedy, that kind of trauma of losing so much, not on your own fault, but when someone takes that away from you, is very traumatic. But
so you were where when the planes hit?
I was actually three blocks away on the West Side Highway, and I was at school, actually, when the planes hit. I was three blocks away when I watched the buildings fall.
And you knew your family was home?
My family was home.
Across the street?
They were across the street.
And what was it like for them?
I don't know because I wasn't there with them, but I was nearby, and I just know that I thought my entire world was gone because that's what I saw.
Right. Mm-hmm. How long was it until you had contact with them?
An entire day, because all the phones were shut off. You know, I was just about to graduate college. I was very young. I thought I was an orphan. I didn't have a home. I didn't know what to do. Time kind of stood still. And then later that day, my parents came up to me and they were covered in soot. And they had nowhere to go, and they came to my dorm.
Oh.
And I said to myself, I said a prayer, and I was like, oh my God. Any kind of like fight that I had with my family, because when you're a kid and you're young, you like kind of have your like, you're growing up, you're kind of figuring out who you are, and sometimes it's not the way your parents want you to be. I decided I would be the best daughter ever. And I was so thankful to have my family back, because I didn't even know what the next day would bring.
If you would ever see them again. So they showed up at your dorm. They're covered with soot, and you were shocked?
I was shocked, because I thought they were gone.
Wow.
So family, September is very close to to November. It's very close to December. And that first Christmas was very different because we didn't have a home. Mm-hmm. But we had each other. And I think that's when I grew up. You realize what makes the holiday so special.
Right.
And for me, it took me a very long time to share the song, even though I had written it many years ago. It was time, because it's the 15th anniversary this year of the attacks. The song is actually going to be part of the permanent collection at the 9/11 Memorial. It's just a very different perspective. Not many people were born and raised in the area like I was.
Right.
So I have a very different perspective. I write songs for my family, about my family. And this song is actually for my future family that I haven't met yet. I don't have kids yet, but I know that when I do, if I have the great fortune to have children, they're not going to understand.
And this will help tell the tale.
Right.
Elizabeth Chan, Concrete Tears, heard for the first time now at WHUD.
It's the only home I've ever known, the birthplace of every memory, the ground on which I learned to love. For you, a place of tragedy. Out of respect, forget. Time cannot replace an innocence erased. The smile still hides a fear that never disappeared. 'Cause when I close my eyes, I still see the sky. After all these years, crying concrete
tears. 100.7 WHUD, a song about September 11th, written by a New York City girl, Elizabeth Chan, Concrete Tears. What a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And this is the first time it's been out there.
Yeah, it is. You know, I almost didn't want to put out the song, but I wrote it for anyone out there who still feels the kind of pain that I do after all these years. And I really just wanted to share it because I know there's like thousands of, if not like millions of people who are still kind of grappling with those feelings.
Oh, sure. For a lifetime.
For a lifetime. And this song is for you guys, if you're out there.
It does feel like a gift. So thank you for that. Now, you grew up across the street from the Twin Towers, and that home was destroyed?
It was, yeah.
And now your family has relocated, but you're all still in the city?
I it was the only neighborhood I ever grew up in, so I felt very strongly that I wanted to stay there and rebuild with it.
And how does it feel now in the city for you?
You know, it's so different. It's almost like it never happened, mm-hmm. you know, the way that it is now. But I always remember when I walk on the street, but that memory is only as long as it lasts in someone's mind, right? So, you know, the memories will be quickly erased, and I really felt strongly about sharing the song because I had to do it,
yeah.
you know, and I'd never want to write non-Christmas songs. It's just not in me.
Yeah.
But this was important to share.
It was very important. Concrete Tears, Elizabeth Chan. Where can we find it, aside from in the museum where it becomes part of the installation? Where else can we find this?
Well, it's actually buried on my next record because I don't put anything else but Christmas records. So like, it's the only place that I can put it.
Okay. So it's on Five Golden Rings.
It's on Five Golden Rings. If people get the album, they'll get the song.
Okay.
But... you know, if anybody wants the song and they reach out to me, I'll just give it to them.
You're great. What's your website?
It's LizChanMusic.com.
LizChanMusic.com.
And that's at LizChanMusic across Facebook, Twitter. And if you reach out to me, I promise someone will give you the song.
Fabulous. Now, you know, you probably know how many days there are till Christmas.
I do.
And what will you be doing for the holidays? Can we get you to perform for us again?
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah. Do I get some of that great winery food again? Because
yes.
That was great.
We'll get you back to the winery at St. George or somewhere equally wonderful. And we'll hear some of your 1,000 Christmas songs.
Yes, every one of them, every single one.
Thank you for song 1,001, Concrete Tears. Really a joy to meet you and really a privilege to hear your story. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Elizabeth Chan, and your website one more time?
It's LizChanMusic.com.
Thanks so much. It's 8:57 now, time for WHUD traffic and the Mercedes-Benz of White Plains update. The final days of the summer event, mbwhiteplains.com. Here's Candy Roth.
All right, we're going north on the Sprainbrook, south of 100.